European Union leaders meeting in Brussels hailed an agreement on climate change, reached after weeks of wrangling over how much members should contribute to developing countries to adapt to global warming. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso called the deal an important breakthrough at a joint press conference with Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt of Sweden, which currently holds a rotating European Union presidency.
We can now look the rest of the world in their eyes and say, we Europeans, we have done our job. We are ready for Copenhagen. We have agreed a negotiating mandate, and we have a clear endorsement of some of the Commission's proposals, namely on financing. I think this is essential.
Under the deal, the 27-member bloc would contribute to an overall annual aid fund of $74 billion for poorer nations. But the leaders did not specify how much Europe would contribute compared with other nations. Mr. Barroso and Mr. Reinfeldt will be discussing climate change next week with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington. The Europeans also began discussing the broad outlines of future leadership posts for the European Union once a reforming charter, known as the Lisbon Treaty, is fully ratified. Members hope that will happen before the year's end. The charter sets up new offices, including the powerful post of President of the European Union. And Mr. Barroso says they agreed to keep in place stimulus measures to fight the economic crisis.
We must maintain efforts until the moment when we finally overcome the crisis. At the same time, we need to prepare exit strategies in a coordinated way.
The heads of state are expected to hold another summit next month to discuss candidates for the new EU presidency job. Possible contenders include former Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain and current Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker of Luxembourg. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.